This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green. This weekend, dozens of world leaders will descend on Chicago to attend a NATO summit meeting. The gathering will focus on the future of a country that has consumed NATO's attention for more than a decade, Afghanistan. But the discussions will also include the future of NATO itself. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
On a late March afternoon last year, about 20 French fighter jets roared across Libya, striking government targets near Benghazi, where the rebellion against Muammar Gaddafi began. It was the beginning of the international military intervention. Retired Army Lieutenant General David Barno, with the Center for a New American Security, says France and the UK ostensibly took the lead in the operation, with the US playing a support role. But Barno says that quickly changed.
The United States had to underwrite quite a bit of the military mission there by providing a lot of the military capabilities with attack aircraft, command and control aircraft, with intelligence and surveillance aircraft, and then ultimately having to fork over sizable amounts of munitions, precision-guided weapons that the alliance ran out of very quickly.
Barno says the Libya operation illustrates what many perceive as NATO's primary shortcoming, that one member nation, the U.S., is shouldering most of the financial and military burden. One of the most public criticisms came from Robert Gates. In one of his final speeches as U.S. Defense Secretary last year, he sharply rebuked the alliance, complaining about Europe's lack of political will and its dwindling defense budgets. Gates warned the U.S. Congress was getting tired of footing the bill.
What I've sketched out is the real possibility for a dim, if not dismal, future for the transatlantic alliance.
This was a far cry from the solidarity of NATO's early days, when the Soviet Union posed a real threat, as heard in this old newsreel.
Helicopters add to the mobility of troop units in what is one of the most highly trained and thoroughly mechanized forces ever assembled.
When faced with a common enemy during the Cold War, the NATO alliance was cohesive in its purpose. Not so anymore, says Martin Butcher, an arms control advocate who writes the blog NATO Monitor.
In the post-Cold War world, it's just not like that. NATO members pick and choose the operations they take part in. Even when they get into an operation, they pick and choose the things they will do within that operation.
Take Afghanistan. Many European members of NATO would not allow their soldiers to fight. Instead, they did development work in the more peaceful areas of the country. General David Barno, who at one time was a U.S. commander in Afghanistan, says this left a real impression on young American officers who could someday be steering the U.S. military.
Military officers now, they're in their 20s and 30s. They didn't work with German military units facing off against the Soviets, and their experience with NATO is what they've seen in Afghanistan over the last 7 or 8 or 9 years, and it's generally not been positive.
Barno says almost a decade-long involvement in Afghanistan has led to a collective fatigue amongst European allies. It's also produced questions whether NATO should be involved in a conflict that's not in Europe's backyard. Mark Jacobson with the German Marshall Fund says that thinking is misguided.
And if you think that the threats from outside the traditional European boundaries of the alliance won't impact what's happening in Europe and North America, then those folks haven't been paying attention to the world of the last 20 years.
Now there's an effort to reshape the alliance, enhancing partnerships with non-NATO states and developing better military capabilities, such as pooling resources, says James Townsend, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for European and NATO Policy.
Even during this era of austerity, we're all trying to come up with ways in which we can ensure our defense in the most efficient way possible, and in a way that doesn't depend on just the United States.
Townsend says this will be one of the key themes when NATO members descend on Chicago this weekend. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.